Hello everyone and welcome to the first Women Who podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now, the Women Who Awards was set up in 2016 by Sandra Garlick. It's in the second year now and it's an absolutely brilliant event which wants to inspire women in business, recognise their achievements and celebrate them. Now, this podcast is going to be recorded for you guys and ladies to listen to. Anytime, anywhere, it'll be available on Audioboom and on different platforms. Now, the format of the show is quite simple. We're going to be hearing from some of our lovely sponsors. We're going to be hearing from Sandra. We're going to be hearing the finalists being announced, plus their thoughts and a little bit more about Sandra at the end. So I hope you enjoy the show. And let's get started. The award ceremony wouldn't happen without our fantastic sponsors. So let's join some of them now to hear their thoughts about why they sponsored the event and also what the Women Who Awards means to them. I'm here with the sponsor of the Inspiring and Outstanding Leader category. So would you mind introducing yourself and tell us a little bit about your business?
Hello, my name is Pern Bassi. Unique Therapies is my business. I actually promote good health and well-being for my clients. I work with the emotional mind and body and soul and spirit.
Oh, brilliant. So all the facets.
Everything, yes. I work with technology and ancient healing.
Brilliant. Yeah. And how long have you been doing that?
From the year dot, really, because it's something through my generations being brought up from my mother. And really, it's only in the last 5, 6, 7 years that I've really got into it. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So what made you sponsor the category that you're
inspiring? Inspiring and outstanding leader category.
Yeah.
I feel that there's a lot of women who are very inspiring, and I just felt that they need to be recognised, and I just thought that actually struck out to me because I want to be supporting that.
Yeah, you rang a bell.
Yes, it rang a big bell.
Brilliant. And did you take part in last year's award?
No awards, but I did display my work at the event last year, 2016.
Oh, so you went to it?
Yes,
and
I did.
What did you think of it?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Brilliant.
It's very, very uplifting. The whole room is electrifying. It's beautiful.
Brilliant.
Hence me becoming a sponsor myself and really taking this forward with Sandra and the rest of the team.
Lovely. And what does a Women Who Networking Awards mean to you?
It means about recognised women who work so hard.
Yeah.
People don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but they work so hard to be recognised, to get where they are. So all the time, the effort, the sweat. it's just everything. I feel we found a home that we can all come together.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, on a business side and a personal side.
Oh,
yes.
Brilliant, that's lovely. So if people wanted to find out more about you and about your business, how would they?
Okay, my name's Pern Bassi, Unique Therapies. I am on www.uniquetherapies.co.uk. I'm on all the social media.
Brilliant.
And so you can find me there.
Lovely. Yeah. Thank you very much,
Thank
Pern.
You, very you
take
much.
Care.
Thank you.
I'm joined with Anne from the Infina Network. And Anne, tell us a little bit about the category you're sponsoring and a bit about the Infina Network.
Okie dokie. The category is startup business.
Cool.
I particularly wanted to do that one because I'm really passionate and interested and excited about women startups. And I'm always bowled over by their enthusiasm, dedication, excitement, and they're incredibly inspiring to me. So I guess it's a little bit selfish too, but when I meet with them, I'm really inspired and I just really want to be involved.
I think
really
want to be involved. You attract the kind of people who you want to kind of talk to, and
absolutely.
If you're inspired by the people, they can be inspired by you. It's great.
I hope so. Yeah, that'd be nice.
So what does the Athena Network do as well?
Okay. The Athena Network is an all-female networking club.
Okay.
We meet every month with the exception of August and December for obvious reasons, and we meet over lunch, so it's very civilised. We have a gorgeous lunch. At every Athena meeting we have two training sessions, always one on networking, delivered by myself, and always a business development talk delivered by one of our members.
So not only development but development at the same time.
Absolutely, it's really important. It's really important to develop yourself as well as developing your business, and we're very passionate about that. One of our other passions, real passions, is support. In Athena, if you join as a member, you'd get incredible support from everyone, not only me.
brilliant. So what does the Women Who Awards actually mean to you, or the Women Who Network mean to you?
I think it's an extension of the Athena Network in some ways, okay, because it's all females, and it's an opportunity to meet with women in the county and really different businesses and connecting, and it's really enthusiastic to see women supported by others and actually receiving some awards or achievements. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's not always about winning. It's just about being here and being around those like-minded women.
Yeah.
It's incredibly powerful and motivational.
Brilliant. If someone wants to get hold of you or find out a bit more information, how would they?
They could go on the website, or they could email me at anne.burton@theathenanetwork.com.
Brilliant. Cheers, Anne. Have a good day.
Thanks, and you, Gary.
I'm joined with Rachel Reid from Opt HR. Hello, Rachel. You all right?
Hi. Hi there. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
So we caught up. We've known each other for ages.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about, for the people who don't know you, what is Opt HR and what do you do?
Yeah. So Opt HR. I'm the owner and director of Opt HR and a senior HR consultant, and we help businesses with all their HR matters, from their tactical day to day, making sure people are at work performing in the job that they're meant to be doing.
Perfect.
Right up to much more strategic elements, looking where the business is going, the direction and what the people plan needs to be, some of it restructuring and some of it reorganising the business as well.
Lovely. So you're a complete package.
I am.
Yeah.
I do it all.
Brilliant. So you're a sponsor for Women Who Awards this year.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about category and what it means to you.
Yeah, I'm really proud that my business Opt HR is sponsoring the Women Who Awards. The category that we're sponsoring is Women Who Excel in Business.
Brilliant.
And I guess the reason I chose that is because there's a synergy with what I try and do with businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I try and help businesses really optimise not only on their people element but their business. So for me, it seemed the most fitting that I would want to support, really.
I love it. And you're a part of the Women Who Awards last year, if I remember rightly.
Yes, I am, yeah. So
brilliant.
I was a finalist in the startup category.
Lovely.
And it was a great recognition because I'd only been in business for a short time, a few months.
Yeah.
And it really helped me build confidence and self-belief as a new entrepreneur, business owner, that I was doing it already.
Makes sense.
And my story seemed to be inspiring other women as well, and great recognition, and it just seemed to have elevated really my everyone seems to know who I am. When I go to something now in Coventry and Warwickshire, any networking events, they say, oh yes, you were at the Woman Who. So
yeah.
And really from that, it opened up other opportunities. So people got to know who I was a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. And I've been invited to speak at some other events as well, which it's been really rewarding. So.
Lovely. That sounds like a really cool journey.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, excellent.
So what does the Women Who Awards actually mean to you?
For me, it's about inspiring women. Women who maybe feel they lack confidence, or there's a limiting belief for why they can't make that step forward to make a career change or start a new business or really excel, be the best they can be, then I feel that this is a platform where we recognise women that are doing it.
Lovely.
And we demonstrate that there's role models here in the Coventry and Warwickshire area that people can then look up to and be inspired by. You know, I'm very keen in coaching and mentoring other women as well. I quite often get people come to me through LinkedIn and ask my advice on several different things, not only about my business but about networking.
Yeah.
They're thinking of doing something, what do I think? So it's great to be that voice really and that inspiration for other women.
Lovely.
And what a day, Women's International Day.
Exactly,
so.
It's a great time. Great time to be a woman spoken from a man.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. So if people want to get hold of you on social media and just in general websites, how would they?
Yep, so we have a website, www.opthr.co.uk. You can also find me on Twitter at OptHR Limited, and we are also on Facebook, OptHR Limited.
Lovely, Rachel. Have a good day.
And you too. Bye bye.
An award ceremony wouldn't happen without a really good and dedicated judging panel. So I caught up with Ian O'Donnell, one of the judging panel, to talk about his experiences and judging and what makes a really good application. I'm here with one of the judges. So, Ian, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
So, tell us a little bit about, first of all, you and your business before we get on to the Women's
Who Awards. So, I'm Ian O'Donnell. I run a web design and graphic design business. I also work with the Federation of Small Businesses and Policy. So, yes.
Cool. So, you are the go-to person for small businesses to get advice.
That's it. Yes. I tried to be.
Perfect. So, in terms of the Women Who, you were judged last year and also this year. What do... teaching, that must be a hard job.
It is tough. I mean, the entries were great last year, and I know this year we've got even more entries and are drawn from a wider cross-section, so it's going to be, I'm sure, a real tough challenge this year. So I'm looking forward to it with trepidation, shall we say.
I can imagine. So what kind of things do you look for in a finalist, if you don't mind me asking? Because people want to know these.
Absolutely. It's really looking for somebody who has that passion and drive, first and foremost, who has a good workable business idea, something that can scale and grow, potentially, if they're looking to start their own business, but also looking for people who are trying to make a difference, do something a bit different, be that perhaps a bit quirky, all of those sort of details stack up. Make sure they know their numbers and the details like that. If you've never been on Dragon's Den, know your numbers. But yeah, fundamentally, it's about, you know, people who have that passion to do something different and be a great spokesperson for women in business.
Brilliant. Now, I've spoken to a couple of sponsors already today, and their reasons for sponsoring the Women Who Awards and what they mean to them is so deep. It's really, really cool to hear that. What does Women Who Awards mean to you?
For me, it's about giving people who perhaps were wary of awards and thought, well, I'm not good enough for an awards do or whatever, to give them that opportunity. It's a step on the ladder to, and it's fantastic for, even if just to be a finalist, the PR and the awareness that can raise of your business. So I'm really big advocate of it from that respect, but also just to give people that opportunity and that network as well. You can see the network that are here this morning. You know, if we all get together, we can all do something so much better than we can individually.
True. I know I spoke to Sandra about the support that she's given businesses from the last Women Who Award to this one, and she isn't just about the awards just being a one-off. It is about the package. It's about the support network for those women to get confidence in themselves and their business.
Absolutely. And it really is, you know, with the networking events that are happening in between times and so on, we've really seen people grow and develop and perhaps think about starting their own businesses who currently weren't, and that sort of thing as well.
That's it. It's about inspiring others.
Exactly. Well.
So in terms of social media links and contact details for yourself, if someone wants to get hold of you in the future, how would they?
Find me on Twitter at Ian O'Donnell or on LinkedIn, Instagram, all the normal places. But yeah, always happy to be in touch.
Love your job. Thank you very much, Ian. Take care.
No problem. Thank you.
Let's meet some more of our fantastic sponsors. I am with one of the lovely sponsors, and they are lovely. And we're just going to have a little chat about their business and why they decided to sponsor the award. So thank you very much for joining me today. Would you mind just introducing yourself as well as your business?
Yes, I'm Catherine Wahlberg, the operations and finance member at Alstis Kelly Solicitors. So we're a regional law firm operating locally, providing legal services to, for the most part, private individuals, but in a way that's very approachable. It's important to us that we're approachable. So from a service level, it's very individual, and that's important to us.
Well, that's good. It's good to hear, because people buy people at the end of the day, and it's quite nice to hear that the personal service is still there.
Yeah, and I think sometimes purchasing legal services, it can be a bit frightening. It often is the case that there are very personal circumstances behind those transactions, you know, whether that's divorce, whether there's been a bereavement. It's difficult stuff. It's difficult times. Sometimes it's happy times too.
This is true.
So yes, but we're there for a very personal service.
Oh, brilliant! And you sponsored one of the awards today. Would you mind just letting the people know which award that you've sponsored?
Yes, we sponsored the award for women who achieves it for charity or social enterprise, which is really important for us, because as a business we're very tied to our communities. It's important to us that we're supporting our communities. We do a lot for local charities as well. It's good for us, it's good for the charities. We have a lot of fun along the way.
That's brilliant.
It's rewarding. It's important.
Lovely.
So that was the focus.
So if people, and just before we go into contact details, what does the Women Who Awards actually mean to you?
For us, it's really important that women in business are recognised, because behind that actually is an awful lot of hard work. And sometimes I think it maybe looks a bit easy, but there's hard work. Like all businesses, it's not a straightforward path. We make some decisions sometimes that are wrong or decisions that take us down another path. Business itself is fascinating, but to recognise that is important. And also really important to inspire the next generation coming up behind us. As a firm, we are unusual in that we have a very high percentage of female lawyers in the firm. Not deliberate, it's happened by accident. It's the best person who applies for the job at the end of the day. But it is important to support the next generation because business is ongoing. It's a progression. It doesn't stop. There's always something else. There's something more to do. And you've got to be bringing along people behind and people who are excited to be in business and excited to do the work that they want to do.
Well, it was quite clear why you sponsored the category that you sponsored with that ethos and that belief.
Yes,
it's completely the right one for you.
It made perfect sense to us.
So if people wanted to find out more about Ulster Kelly and find you on social media, how would they?
Yes, well, website is probably the main place that people will go, www.ulsterskelly.com, but then we also have a Facebook page as well. But there's lots of information on the website, helpful tips, guidance as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time
thanks
for sponsoring.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
I'm joined by another fantastic sponsor of the event. So would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself and a bit about your company?
Yes, I'm Sally Del Principe and I am the National Sales Director for Trade Credit for Arthur J. Gallagher Insurance Brokers Limited.
Okay.
The reason we decided to sponsor Women Who Export is because Arthur J. Gallagher is a large global business, and a number of us had been around all sorts of export conferences, exhibitions, and in particular in the SME space, and we saw that there was absolutely no insurance representation at all for people that export in the SME space.
Oh, wow.
So no insurance at all. And it's difficult enough for SMEs to export if they don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
It's obviously uncertain times ahead, but with a weak pound, it's a brilliant time to start exporting.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is our Coventry office, which is actually an office solely of women, they were the pilot, and what they've done is put together a suite, and they brought in and collaborated with various other specialist units around the business. So we put together a complete suite of all the export products and risks, and we give advice to anybody that's looking to export, hence why we're sponsoring Women Who Export.
I could not think of a better reason to sponsor someone than that. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Did you come to last year's event?
I didn't actually.
No? Okay.
My first time was at the January event.
Yeah.
And I think we just started to sponsor shortly before that.
Oh,
so we missed last year.
So what does Women Who Awards actually mean to you?
Well, I think it's inspirational, and you know, it's really inspirational to hear some of the ladies speak that they do. And I just think, in a male-dominated world, it's just so nice to see such a positive, positive gathering of very inspirational ladies.
Well, the word inspirational is coming across in every interview that I'm doing.
Yeah,
very much so. There's got to be about 50 or 60 ladies out there, and all of them have got
their own stories,
journeys,
absolutely,
and they've all got a voice that needs to be heard. So I completely agree with you.
Absolutely.
So in terms of if someone wants to get hold of yourself through social media or websites, how could they?
Well, we've got a specific landing page, but I suppose if they contact our Arthur J. Gallagher Coventry office and make reference to this event, the ladies there will all know, and they will all be fully aware of this event, and they'd be able to support and give
advice. Thank you very much for your time.
It's
and
a pleasure,
have a good night.
Thank you.
Let's hear a few words from our organiser, Sandra Gardick, all about the purpose of the Women Who Awards, why she set it up, and then also introducing the fantastic speakers that we heard at this event.
Just a little bit about My name's Sandra Garlick, for those of you that haven't met me. I founded Woman Who in 2016, quite by accident, and I've been out of and it's now an annual event. The Woman Who Awards, which happen annually, and the Woman Who Network, which happen quarterly. The purpose is simply to inspire women in business, to recognise their achievements, and to celebrate them, which is what the awards are all about. So the format of this morning is we're going to listen to our fantastic four local women in business speakers. Oh, sorry, I nearly forgot my sponsors. You will notice there are banners around the side. I would like to say a huge thank you to the sponsors who, without their support, the Woman Who Awards wouldn't happen. It's a very expensive event to put on, and I need as much support as I can get. It will be here on the 5th of May in the Marquee, and it's a fantastic event. So thank you to my sponsors. I'm sorry the mention is brief this morning, for reasons which will become apparent as we go on. And these are our Women in Business speakers. We've got Anne Burton from the Athena Network on the far side. We've got Shauna Holland from PackSmart and also the chair of the Kenilworth Chamber of Trade and our winner of the Woman Who Business Networks 2016. We've got Jude Jennison from the Leadership Whisperers, who was the co-director of the Leadership Whispers, and they won the Startup Award 2016. And I've also got Debbie Harper here from HSB Business Banking. So I know you'll give them their support. I'm going to let them get straight on. They're all going to share their stories. They might share some challenges they've overcome. They're each going to speak for about 20 minutes. As soon as they're finished, if we've got time, we'll take a few brief questions for the panel. But what we really want to get on with around 10 past 11 is announcing the finalists. And in true Oscar style, I double-checked the
two envelopes.
So I did make one error, so I really corrected that. These are also going to be tweeted live from FSB HQ as well. But please, please share them. I haven't had physically time to put all the Twitter logos on, but if people are tweeting using hashtag WomanWho, hopefully that will get picked up during the morning. And then I'll call each of our sponsors up to open the envelopes and to wish everybody, at this point, good luck. I'll hand over to our first speaker then, Anne Burton. Thank you.
Now, the inspirational ladies that spoke at the event were Anne Burton from the Athena Network, Shauna Holland from PackSmart and Chamber of Trade, Drew Jennison from the Leadership Whisperers, and also Debbie Harper from HSBC Business Banking. Now, you can hear more of these inspirational ladies on the very special Women Who podcast, which is going to be on Audioboom starting next week. Now, it's going to, all you need to do is go onto Audioboom and search Women Who Award, and then you'll be able to find out loads more, and we'll be releasing them every day. So check out Audioboom for more exciting and exclusive interviews that you will not hear on this podcast. Congratulations to everybody who was nominated for one of this year's awards, and well done to all of our finalists. Let's hear from some of them now. So this is part one with Jude, Helen and Emma. Cool, so we're here now with Jude, and we've just had a really cool presentation that you've just done, so thank you very much for speaking at the event.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about your business, if that's okay, and about what motivated you to speak at this.
I'm Jude Jennison, and I'm the co-founder and director of the Leadership Whisperers, and we run leadership development training for typically large organisations, senior leaders and executive boards, to learn about their leadership skills, and we do it in a rather unusual way with horses.
Brilliant.
Because horses mirror our non-verbal communication, which is about 90% of our communication.
Yeah.
So what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what your intentions are will be mirrored by them. But it's particularly good at looking at how do you operate out of your comfort zone, which is what businesses are experiencing right now.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. And the talk that we heard, the speech that we heard, mirrored that completely, and you had some slides, you gave examples. That was really cool. Have you any kind of top tips that you want to give to people?
Oh, crikey, 20 odd years of top tips in three bullet points. I would say be yourself.
Perfect.
And people always say that, but actually people don't really know.
They don't do it.
Well, they don't do it because they don't know who they really are.
Yeah.
And having had a corporate career myself, I know what it's like to try and conform to what you think is expected of you in those senior leadership roles. And what was required in the 1990s and the early 2000s is different from what's required now. Mm-hmm. And actually what businesses want from people now is for them to be honest, vulnerable, raw, open, transparent, and still very powerful leaders in the process. And that would be my top tip.
Perfect. I'm not even going to ask for any more because that's just nailed it. That's great. So you're a sponsor for one of the categories as well, if I remember rightly.
No, I was a finalist in the export category.
Brilliant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what the Women Who Awards actually means to you.
Well, we won the Women Who Startup last year, so that was really exciting. And we had only been in business for a year when we won that, so that was a great accolade. Yeah. Now 2 years into running the business, we are finalists in the export category, which is really exciting for us.
Brilliant. And going forward, where are you going with your business? What's next for you?
When we set our business up, we set it up with a vision of running a global business. So we set it up with a vision of running workshops all over the world and tapping into a wider network of people who are trained in this work. But obviously we won't just work with anybody. We want to work with the best because our clients are the best and they want the best. So our vision is to continue to do that, to grow and expand the business. In November of this year, we're actually doing a live demonstration of Leadership with Horses at Your Horse Live in front of about 2,000 people.
Wow, that's
which is really exciting, because when we set the business up on day one, in our business plan was to run an event for 5,000 people within 5 years.
Wow.
So within 2.5, we'll have done 2,000, which is very exciting.
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So if people want to find out more information about you, about, I know, because you've got a book as well, how can they get a hold of it and how can they find out more about you, what you're doing at the moment?
So my book's called Leadership Beyond Measure. You can go to leadershipbeyondmeasure.com or you can buy it on Amazon. You can find out about the Leadership Whisperers at www.theleadershipwhisperers.com.
perfect.
Or call us on 0800 170 1810.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheers. I'm joined with another finalist, which is really cool. So can you introduce yourself and what your business is?
Okay, so my name's Helen Caton Hughes. I'm the Managing Director of the Fortin Group Limited. We focus on leadership development and coaching, leadership coaching. And we are based in Willoughby in Warwickshire, a micro business, but we have a global network.
Brilliant. And what category have you been nominated as a finalist in?
We've been nominated, and I'm so excited about this, in the export category.
Brilliant. Cool. And so what does the Women Who Awards mean to you?
It's fantastic because it's actually a local award with a global reach. And I particularly like that it's on International Women's Day, because there's something about the confidence and power of women emerging as business people, as successful mothers, wives, girlfriends, partners in their own right.
That's excellent. And if people wanted to find out more information about what you do, how can they?
Oh, the website is probably the easiest place, www.thefortingroup.com. We're also on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook.
And don't forget Facebook. Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank
congratulations.
You for yours. Thank you.
So we've got another finalist in front of me, which is really cool. So can you tell us all about who you are and what your business is?
My name's Emma Louise Hewitt. I'm a partner at Stanley & Co Solicitors. We're a high street practice based in Knowles, Solihull. I'm the head of the employment, employee and business relations department.
Brilliant. And congratulations, you're a finalist.
Thank you.
What category are you in?
I'm the woman who achieves in business.
Yay.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. Work hard, determination, ambition, and you know the sky is not your limit.
I'm going to leave it just there because that's absolutely golden. So if people wanted to get hold of you and find out more information, how would they?
You can find us on the internet. Our website is www.stanley.co.uk. Or I'm also LinkedIn, and it's Emma Louise Hewitt.
Perfect. Really good looking. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Let's rejoin with some more finalists. So let's hear from Julie, Suki, Laura, and the ladies from Appointer Services. I'm joined with a finalist from the networking, sorry, the Women Who Networks. Is that the correct term?
Yeah, Women Who Networks category, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So would you mind just introducing your name and your company?
Hi, yeah, I'm Julie McGarrigle and I work for Ulster Kelly Solicitors, and my job there is I'm the Practice Development Manager. What that means in a nutshell is I'm responsible for the marketing, the PR and business development.
Brilliant.
And with the business development side of the role, it means I actually go out and network and try and bring new business in to, for the firm. And that's part of the job that I really, really love. That excites me.
So what is it, what is it about networking that you really love doing?
I love meeting people, so that's great. I'm a good talker, probably, which will probably come across. But also, I think what I love doing and what I love seeing the results of is if, when I actually, can actually signpost people to and introduce them to other people.
Okay, yeah.
So I really get a lot of satisfaction in doing that. And that really came to light because 3 years ago, I actually set up my own women's networking group called Ladies First. And the reason I set that up with my co-director, my best friend, was because we wanted to just help and support all women from all different backgrounds, whether you were employed or self-employed. And we just wanted to provide a platform, a little bit like Woman Who, where women could sort of be inspired, informed, so they learned new things and also got introduced to other people. And
it's brilliant.
Yeah, and the signposting and the results that we've had from that have just been amazing.
Brilliant. So what does this being a finalist in this category mean to you? It's really cool.
It is cool. I'm really really honoured. I'm really, really chuffed. I didn't think I would become a finalist, but I should have been more positive maybe. So what does it mean to me? It's really good for me individually. It's really good for the firm. And it's good. And I think it demonstrates that networking and building relationships really does and does work.
Yeah.
And it's very important. And it's something I'm trying to instill into my daughter as well.
Oh, yes. Brilliant. Well, yeah. Congratulations on being the finalist. If people wanted to find out more, how could they?
They can email me, and it's julie.mcgarrigle@ulsterskelly.com, or you can find me on Facebook.
Lovely. Well, congratulations again, and I'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, Gary. Thank Cheers. You.
Now, I'm with a lady who I've known for about a year or so. I think it's about a year since you've been on the Mark Septon show.
About a year ago.
Nice. So, Suki from Sipsy Lingerie, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Sipsy Lingerie, that's it.
Yes, nailed it. Based in Studley Hill, and she's a finalist and a sponsor for the Woman Who event this year. So, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
So, would you mind just telling people who don't know what you do a little bit about your business?
Yeah, of course. I'm Suki from Sipsy Lingerie. So, I've got a lingerie boutique, so an independent boutique based over in Studley Hall in the town centre, just off Mel Square. So, as an independent boutique, we specialise in our bra fitting service. So, I fit ladies in good quality lingerie, and that includes your everyday to something special to maternity, mastectomy, and first team bras as well. And plus, cool. Lingerie. I've got a swimwear, hosiery, shapewear, and loungewear. So busy little bee.
Brilliant. And it's obviously working because you've been nominated and you've become a finalist in the startup category.
So I've been going about 20 months now. So it's really great to be nominated because I guess you put all this hard work in, and retail's not an easy industry as well. So it's just great to be recognised for a startup business.
Brilliant. And what does the Women Who Award actually mean to you? What is it, kind of, if you can describe it?
I think it's nice to be recognised amongst your own peers, amongst like celebrating women in business. I don't think we really celebrate enough of females' success, especially having today like International Women's Day. I think just having a room full of women and celebrating each other, that's just great as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And also thank you very much for sponsoring the event. If people wanted to find out a little bit more about Sipsy and find out to connect with you on social media, how could they?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sipsy Lingerie. I've got a website, www.sipsylingerie.com, and I'm just based in Drury Arcade off Mel Square as well, if you want to come to the store.
Brilliant. So check out the website, check out social media.
Yep,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. I'm joined by a finalist in the Women Who Networks category. So would you mind just introducing yourself and let us know a little bit about your company?
Yeah, sure. My name's Laura Moore. I'm the sales manager at Ramada Hotel and Suites Coventry.
Cool.
We're a property right in Coventry City Centre. Most people, when I say we're by the IKEA, know where we are.
I know exactly where you are now, yep.
Yeah, we're 166 bedrooms, so a big tall building. The outside doesn't really do it justice, to be honest. We used to be an old BT office.
Okay.
So for me, it's getting people through the doors and seeing that actually we're a four-star property.
Yeah.
When I joined the hotel 12 months ago, they just refurbish the restaurant. So we've got a Queen's Road British restaurant, so I market that. And we've also got 5 meeting rooms on site. So rather than just a tall building block of bedrooms, we've got a lot more on offer.
Ah, which a lot of people probably don't realise if they just walk past or just
no,
think of that.
No, definitely. And I think the BT office was quite iconic in Coventry. So most people, when I still speak to them now, they say, I used to work there, I've not been there since. So I've definitely got my work cut out.
But you obviously go in networking, I'm guessing, from the category that you've been put into?
Yeah, definitely. So I didn't wasn't part of the awards last year because I just joined the hotel beginning of March last year, so kind of a little bit too late for that. And because I'd previously worked Birmingham Airport Solihull way, I very much, Coventry was a new area for me. And as a sales role, part of growing your business and needing the support is through networking. So rather than just the people in the hotel, you need those people that you go out and meet to be going out spreading your word and just getting to feel like you've got that support and helping one another. So it's great to be nominated as a woman who networks, because
congratulations. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
So what does a Women Who Awards actually mean to you?
It means so much, because I have actually been coming to the past quarterly meetings. And once you go to that, you go away, you feel so inspired.
You're buzzing, basically.
Yeah, everyone in their own story, whether they, you know, work for a bank, the ones we've heard today, like the Horse Whisperer and everything, makes you feel really inspired, empowered. And not when I nominated for the awards, it's nice to actually sit down and reflect on what you've done. I think it's quite easy to look at what you want to do and, you know, not take that time out. So, and seeing a lot of the people and the finalists who won last year, and you realise the sort of competition and how great everybody is in the room, it's a real privilege to at least even be shortlisted. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of inspirational people
definitely.
In that room.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
So if people want to get hold of you using social media or websites, how could they find out more?
Yeah, sure. We've got our website, which is www.ramadacoventry.co.uk, and also the restaurant has a separate one, which is www.queensroadrestaurant.co.uk. And we're quite active also on Twitter, LinkedIn and Facebook. So it's at QR Coventry, at Ramada Coventry on Twitter, and then just the names Ramada Coventry and Queens Road Restaurant Bar and Grill for Facebook.
Brilliant. Thank you very much and congratulations again.
All right, thank you.
I'm joined by two ladies from Appoint Us, and congratulations, you've been nominated for to be in the final of which category?
Women Who Achieve for a Social Enterprise or a Charity. I think it's the other way around, actually, charity or social enterprise.
We've just read it off the poster, but that's all fine. We'll
it's
keep
too
it.
Long to remember.
Too long to remember.
That's fine. But congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your business and about what you do.
We're Appointers Services, and we're a community interest company. We've just recently had our social enterprise mark, which you know, where we fit
credits
into
us.
Credits us.
Cool.
We support people out in the community in hospital settings. We offer a wide range of services. We have different strands to the organisation.
So we offer support services to vulnerable people out in the community on residential care. We offer therapy services. We offer links to solicitors. We offer independent social care. We offer a wide range of services to promote independence, keep people happy, people living the best standard that they can, really. We just don't do personal care, although we have recently partnered with
an organisation that
company
does.
So that we can provide a holistic service to everybody.
One-stop shop.
That's brilliant. So pretty much if someone's got an issue,
they can come and speak to us. That's
right. We also, as a community interest company, do a lot of work at giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. So we fundraise for a lot of the local organisations that we're passionate about. We also run a community cafe out and about in rural villages to try and tackle social isolation.
Wow.
That's a difficult word.
Yeah, a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
So the category that you've you're finalisted, what does it mean to you to actually be nominated and get into the final?
Yeah, it's fantastic for us to get to the final and actually be acknowledged as a community interest company. That's a really difficult one for us sometimes, to get your name out there, because community interest is totally different to a charity. Although we always work alongside, you know, people always think we're under the same umbrella, we're actually not.
No.
And for a community interest company, as Julie's already said, we give back. That's what our whole passion is, and our drive is to work within the communities we serve. The whole point of us is to try and engage other people within the community to work together and pull together.
That's brilliant.
And that's what it's all about, really.
I think one of the difficulties is people recognise the word charity and will fundraise or donate to a charity, whereas we're doing more work than a lot of charities do, and yet we're not recognised.
It's really, really hard. Yes, so we have to fundraise and try and do all that ourselves.
Yeah. Well, really good luck. Really, really good luck.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
And if people want to get hold of you or find out more information, how would they?
We have a Twitter account, Twitter at Appoint Us. We have Facebook, Appoint Us Services, and our website is www.appointusservices.co.uk. We're based at Stoney Park.
So not far away from where we are. Sweet. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
Last but not least, let's hear from Stacey Smith, Lucy, Joe and Caroline.
Being nominated for one category is really cool. Being nominated for two is just brilliant. So I'm joined with double finalist, Stacey Smith. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi.
And Stacey has not got a clue what to say at this point in time. So tell us a little bit about you and about your business.
Right, I'm Stacey Smith. I am company director of Stack Sprays, which is a tanning company based in Nuneaton.
Cool, okay. And which two categories are you finalist in?
Women Who, the Real Life Entrepreneur, and Women Who Startup.
Brilliant. And what does it mean to you being nominated in not one but two?
It's amazing. I just feel like the 14 months that I have put into the business, I'm now able to pass on some of my experiences with other people that maybe are a bit hesitant starting a business.
Brilliant. That's cool. And did you come to last year's awards?
I didn't, no. I started the business just 14 months ago, so I had a previous full-time job before this.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So in terms of contact details on social media, how can people find out more info about you?
Okay, we've got the website, which is www.stacksprays.co.uk. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I'm also on LinkedIn as well.
Beautiful. Congratulations again.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
I'm joined with the finalists from the Inspiring and Outstanding Leader. So congratulations, Lucy.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your business and what you do.
Yeah, so Damsels in Success is a community that supports women with their personal development. So it's really about the psychology of success for women. And I feel like I'm here as a world leader who is creating a space that's a conduit for change in the role of female leadership in the future.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this award has come at the perfect time because in some ways I feel like I've stepped even more into owning that space this year. And yeah, it does feel big, but it's our time. That's why we got to do this.
Cool. I must admit, you've got to have big goals.
Yeah.
And actually, do you know what? It's not even a big goal if you're on steps to achieve it.
No.
Which you're doing.
Yes.
So what does the award mean to you?
Oh, everything. I've had a really tough year personally. And I think to show up if I'm, you know, kind of blowing my own trumpet for a second, which I guess an awards process does allow us to do a little bit, but still feel humble because I've been supported by so many women during a really tough year, and yet I think I can honestly say that when I've still showed up and been a leader despite going through a time where I wanted to hide under the duvet most days.
Although that's a quality of a leader, isn't it?
Yeah.
To show weakness as well as strength at different times.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard to lead with your heart open when actually it's hurting like hell. So this award just feels like it's a little bit of recognition for that, and it
Brilliant.
Feels so sweet. I'm so humbled and grateful and honoured to be part of the process. There's some amazing women in the world and in this awards I feel like it's my time.
Oh, cool. Well, congratulations
Thank
on being
you.
A finalist. How if people wanted to get hold of you or find out more information about what you do, how can they?
So the website is damselsinsuccess.co.uk, but you can also connect with me personally. I'm a big Facebook fan, so Lucy Bradbury. Lucy's with an IE, so that's important. Lucy Bradbury. And anybody can, really best place to hook up with me is on Facebook, I would say. And Damsels in Success has got a page on there as well, so come and check us out.
Nice one. Congratulations, Lucy, and
Thanks.
Good luck.
Cheers.
I've got another double finalist. So if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company.
Yes, of course. My name is Joe Davila and I'm the founder and creative director of Imaginate Creative. We're a design agency based in Leamington.
Brilliant.
We're a team of 12 designers. The company's been going 14 years. We do all sorts of creative design, right from branding through to collateral, through to websites. We work a lot in sport,
okay.
Sport and leisure. We work with companies like the RFU and ESPN and England Hockey and Wimbledon and HSBC for Wimbledon and the Open. So
loads of companies.
Loads of companies. And more recently, we've just finished working with the Henley Women's Regatta, which is a regatta that sees over 2,000 young women from all over the world come and row at Henley 2 weeks before Royal. So it's a huge event. So that's something we're quite proud to be involved with.
That's pretty cool. There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
A lot going on.
Always a lot going on.
And now you're a double finalist.
I know, I can't believe it.
It's brilliant. So what categories are you a finalist in?
Achievements in business and real life entrepreneur.
And what does it mean to you? You look chuffed.
God, it means everything. Honestly, I could cry. it means everything. I've been a designer for 30 years and I've run Imaginate for 14 years and just always put every single thing that I could into business, into my staff, into everything, and not really one for entering awards, just sort of like get on and have an idea and just get on with it and get it done. And there's all been all sorts of things that we've done over the years, and Imaginate is just one of three companies that I run. I also run Imaginate, which works with FE colleges. We've produced a piece of software for that, and also just a little sideline, Lillian Blue, which is all beautiful word art. So we do all sorts of things, and it's really amazing to actually put your story out there and actually have people who don't know you say you did well, even just to be a finalist is just means the absolute world, because it means somebody's kind of gone, do you know what, you did okay, girl.
And that's not even the fact that you're a double finalist. Absolutely brilliant, well played. So if people wanted to find out more information about you, how would they?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, which is imaginate.uk.com. They can go and check out everything going on at the warehouse. The warehouse is a creative hub that we created 2 years ago in Leamington. We renovated an old nightclub, and we're now full of all sorts of creative companies are within the warehouse with us.
Brilliant.
So we've got photographers, social media companies, gaming companies, art galleries in there. So there's lots going on. It's called Warehouse 44. So you can see us on Instagram and Twitter at Warehouse 44.
Brilliant.
And also Imaginate Online as well.
Great stuff. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
I'm joined with Caroline Kempster from The Letting People, and congratulations, you're a finalist.
Thank you, Gary.
So tell us a little bit about what you do to start off with, then we'll move on to the finalist in a second.
Okay. I'm the founder and marketing director for The Letting People in Leamington Spa.
Cool.
And it's a small letting agency which we franchised 4 years ago. So we've got one other office down in Milton Keynes as well.
Oh, brilliant. And you're a finalist in which category today?
I am the finalist in the Woman Who Networks category.
Brilliant. Yes. And we wouldn't have met if it wasn't for networking.
Exactly.
So,
very
apt.
Lovely.
Very apt. So what does it mean to you to be a finalist?
Well, first of all, very exciting. But I think it's really just important to demonstrate to people how powerful networking is, because as you say, we wouldn't have met, and probably half the people here today, so that's probably another 50 people in the room, I wouldn't know who they were if I hadn't met them through networking at some point. Yeah,
that's brilliant.
So important for our business as well. Yeah.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And the great thing about networking is that you can build friendships as well as networking colleagues, which
exactly.
is great.
Yes.
So if people wanted to get hold of you, how would they?
The best.
So social media links, websites, that kind
of job. Probably best on Twitter. So I'm at Caroline Letts, L-E-T-S.
Yeah.
And so that's the best way to communicate to start off with, or power of email, probably. So caroline@thelettingpeople.co.uk.
Nice and straightforward. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you, Gary.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Congratulations again, everybody who is a finalist in the Women Who Awards this year. Now, let's rejoin Sandra Garlick, the founder and organiser of the event, for some final thoughts.
What an event. Thank you very much, Sandra, for putting all this on today. How has it been for you?
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic. I'm absolutely overwhelmed, actually, with the number of attendees, close on 100, that actually attended today.
Yeah, it was an absolutely fantastic buzz in the room.
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic. Even when you walk in, just so many inspirational people.
Well, it was not only the inspirational people, but the speakers we had. They were, all their stories were so inspirational. I think people took real things away from that. And what a way to celebrate International Women's Day as well.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So in terms of the categories, they've obviously all been shortlisted and they're now going to the final. What happens after this?
Okay, well, I'm a big believer in supporting people through the whole awards process. That's one of the reasons I set this up. I've been through awards processes myself before. You just get invited to an interview, no preparation in advance. You turn up, you do your interview, you either win it or you don't, and then you don't hear from them again. I wanted to set this up in a way that it was almost hand-holding right the way through, so I'll be doing live Facebook sessions where people get interview tips, they get emails, they get to know exactly what's going to be asked of them on the day, not the specific questions, but an idea of what they should expect to have to hand, because 10 minutes is a short time to shine in an interview. So it's preparing them for that when they come along to the interview on the day, and I've encouraged them to visit the venue beforehand.
Which I loved the way that you did that, because again, that's going to put them at ease straight away.
It's familiarity, and last year a lot of people had never been inside Coombe Abbey before, but they'd been outside, so it would be nice for them to actually see where they're going to be interviewed. When they arrive on the day, I'm there to greet them. I spend some time with them, keeping them calm before they go in for their interview, and especially when they come out of the interview, I'm there to make sure they're in a good place before they leave, and they leave with something positive.
Brilliant. We've spoken to number of sponsors. Finalists are just gushing, especially there's some, when you hear the podcast you'll be amazed by the comments.
It's brilliant.
But I've spoken to the sponsors as well, and the reasons behind them doing it, they all say the same thing: it's inspirational.
And that's the whole point. I mean,
the one word inspiration, it just shines all the way through.
And that was why I set it up. It's Woman Who is all about inspiring. Inspiring women to recognise their achievements and to celebrate those achievements. And I think if one person can walk out the room inspired to do something new or something different, or to grow their business or to grow themselves, absolutely fantastic. I've achieved what I set out to.
Brilliant.
So
just to finish all off, thank you very much for your time today, and thank you very much for all the effort you've put in, from not even just this award but the previous one as well. Your final thoughts?
My final thoughts is I'm going home happy. And I think it's important to recognise even the people that weren't shortlisted as finalists, they all played a valuable contribution, and they will even get support following this as well. So I was inspired by today as well. So many great women in business, and we have men in business here too.
Thank you very much for inviting me to do this, and let's have a great award ceremony.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you again, everybody who's been on today's show. And that includes all the sponsors who you heard and you didn't hear, the speakers, and also the finalists. Congratulations, everybody. Now, you can hear more by following us on Facebook and Twitter. The daily podcast will start soon on the Audio Boom. They'll be about 10 minutes long, so you can listen to them anytime, but they're going to be available starting very shortly. Also, good luck to all the finalists on the 20th of March, where they're going to meet the panel. Wouldn't want to be in the panel shoes. There's some really, really good and inspirational ladies in there. Thank you very much, Coombe Abbey. Thank you very much, Sandra, for hosting and organising. And I will see you on the next podcast very soon. Take care.